or what?
Yeah, I'd like to see a little more offense in the second game and a little less offense. We got Hunter and Baukert in the same day.
Yeah.
Kid had a good day. I wasn't displeased with Kyle. I mean, obviously it wasn't their A lineup. They still had some pretty good swings in that lineup. Mainly concentrate on stuff and stamina, and I thought he held his stuff and his stamina pretty good, even after the home run. It didn't speed up for him, and I haven't seen it speed up for him in the spots that we've been looking at, you know, building him up. He went to the bullpen. I think he ended up with 68, 69 pitches out there, 7 or 8 punch-outs. You know, the thing that is so impressive to me is not only the way he's built up, the way he's held up while he's built up, and also the feel that he has for a new pitch in the changeup, because it's extremely effective, especially against left-handers. But he's even showing lack of fear, not using it near as much, obviously, but he's not fearful of throwing against right-handed hitters either. So if he can get some more consistency with locating the fastball, both four-seam and two-seam, I mean, everything's changing planes for him, and now he's got something a lot softer that looks like the fastball. So any which way this goes, he's going to end up being a better pitcher. So, but I am very impressed with the way he's held up. To finish my point, he went to the bullpen, and I think he took 7 or 8 warm-up pitches. I talked to Steve because Kyle wanted more, which is a good sign, and the report on that was outstanding for another 10 pitches. So, you know, you say, well, the guy's up to 80 pitches. That's pretty good.
Throwing it the last inning.
I'm trying to remember what it was, 94 or 95, and I looked at Mac and I said, what pitch was that? And that was the 59th pitch. So, you know, did he get squared up a couple times? Yeah. One guy had a really good day today. You know, I counted 4 well hits. One guy had 3 of them. So, you know, that's I'm impressed with what he's done. I really am.
This afternoon had a lot of strikeouts too, didn't he? 7, I think.
Yeah, he had some
strikeouts.
Yeah,
he looked.
He didn't command the ball as well as he usually does when he strikes that many out, but he showed a better ability, like we saw last year and haven't seen this year, to get back in the count, even when he was well behind in the count. So that's a good sign. That's moving forward, and that's what we need to see from him. And he's still missing bats, so.
Yeah. So where does that put, like, Kyle and Tejeda? Because they're kind of jockeying for starting jobs and coming out of the bullpen, that kind of thing.
Don't have anything solidified.
Okay.
So.
Doubleheader behind you now. Roster moves?
We did a couple yesterday.
Right.
You know, in lieu of roster moves, honestly, what I'm leaning towards is having some meetings with some guys probably in the next 2, 3, 4 days, somewhere in there. I don't know where it's going to fit. And tell them that if we were to break camp tomorrow, you're not going to make the club. But
heads-up meeting.
Yeah, a heads-up meeting. And basically probably keep most of what we have right now just as extras to make sure that we're getting guys 9 innings, and we're playing what I think is going to be our regular 9, so to speak, and then spelling them on different days, you know, so we're not going 9 all the time with the rest of the guys all the way. So
now those meetings, is the point to kind of motivate these guys over however long they're going to be here, or is it just to kind of just let them know?
It's a professional consideration. And it's a professional consideration for them, number one, and for us getting more clarity, but you're giving them more clarity on their situation and giving them things to focus on, pieces that we believe that they need to continue to work on. And but there's, you know, more than most people understand. There are a lot of arrangements when you get this many guys going different places. And A lot of the guys that we still have, we'll take with us to Texas. I don't know how many, but we'll take, I would say, the majority of the guys that I have those meetings with, we'll take them to Texas.
Dave, you still in the minor league game tomorrow?
Yes. And that's at 10 a.m.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just a squad minor league game, right?
Correct. Right, okay. Yeah, it's a camp day.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he doesn't know it yet, but after I tell you all, I'll go tell him Bellerin's catching him. So I'll send a catcher with him.
How's he look since coming back that quiet?
Good. He's just, the only thing he's limited on is his running speed, and we told him to jog, make sure he doesn't re-pull. But it's not bothering him to move around catching any, so that's good.
So that's not full speed running then? Good.
Okay. No. All right.